T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We go to the dial pad guest line. One of our all-time favorites, former Niner offensive lineman Alex Boone with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Alex, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for your time. Let's jump right into it. If Nick Bosa was able to practice on a Monday for a game that's taking place Sunday, should we expect to see him on the field against the Bucs this weekend?
Absolutely. No question you can get ready for that game in 1 week. No question.
Okay, so ultimately then, how do you think the defense would deploy him coming off that high ankle sprain? Probably not going to play 50 snaps, so he's going to be limited. Would you want to target him on third down specifically to get the most out of him?
Oh, absolutely. I think that third down for sure, maybe even second and long, throw him in there a little bit. I think that after looking at the Bucs' offense in the third preseason game, I might throw him out there a little bit more than I would have normally, because I don't think that they're going to be in the best shape possible to keep Jameis Winston rolling.
Couldn't agree with you more. Alex, when you think about what the San Francisco 49ers did, keeping four tight ends, well, what does that give you when you go 12 personnel? Tell us, how does that protect the tackles? What does that do for an offense? What does that do for the passing game as well as the running game by keeping four tight ends and being a team that's going to be heavy 12?
I think it's huge. I think it's absolutely huge. I think when you're talking about chipping out for the tackles on passing downs, especially when you have a young tackle on the right, and listen, this division just got tougher with Jadeveon Clowney. I don't care what anyone says. This division just ramped up. And when you have a guy like that, you're going to need tight ends to start chipping them, throwing their bodies into them. But not only that, but in the run game. You know, I always found that running plays were better when you had more tight ends involved, because it brought more guys to the party, yeah, but it also helped clarify things. It helped guys solidify blocks better. You weren't leaving tackles alone to block two guys. Instead, you had a tight end to come help you and cut off the edge. I mean, it's so pivotal, especially in that offense, for those tight ends to get rolling. So you're going to need a couple, more than two for sure.
Does this help also in the play-action game, not only for George Kittle, but having the second tight end out there, whether it's Ross Dwelly or Levine Toilolo in the red zone? Does this give you that extra threat from a passing game standpoint?
Absolutely. A big physical receiver that you can deploy down in the red zone or on third down. You know, I mean, that's why Jason Witten's been so effective his whole career, is because he's big and he's physical. He'll even tell you himself that he's slow. But at the end of the day, you're knocking out physical for a ball, and he knows how important it is to get that first down or that touchdown. That's why he's so clutch all the time, is because how are you going to guard a guy like that? You can't put a safety on him, because then you're in the middle of the field, the problem. And you can't put a cornerback on him, because most cornerbacks now don't want to be physical. And a linebacker, those just don't add up anymore.
No, no question. When you think about the other side of the ball and you're talking about defensive front and what they're going to be facing, you alluded to the weather and the heat, and Nicky Bosa may play, and hopefully he's going to play. What other things jump out to you when you're thinking about just from a defensive standpoint? What do they need to do, and what are they going to have to do in order to go to a Tampa hostile environment and where the weather is going to be to find a way to win that game?
Absolutely. Listen, I think that the one thing about the weather when it's hot is you get frustrated and you start to look at your teammates a little bit differently. So I think success early will help them. And I think that when you're dealing with guys that are coming off of injury, the only thing you can do is get them rolling quickly. Get the stunt game going. If you can start hitting Jameis in the first quarter, it's going to be a good day for your defense. And not only that, but you've got the pass rush now to go after him and fully attack him. I say you just unload right away on him. That third preseason game, there was something about watching that game and the way that he was taking those hits. On his face, it almost seemed like he was like, I can't do another year of this. I mean, literally, they threw him from one guy to the other, and the other guy just slammed him. I mean, it's just, you can't let your quarterback get hit like that ever, and especially not early on in the game, in the first game of the year.
Alex Boone with us here on 95.7 The Game. Peter King released his picks for the divisions, the Super Bowl, all that stuff yesterday. He has the Niners getting the second and final wild card spot in the NFC, beating out Dallas and Seattle. Do you think by the time the season's done, whether they make the playoffs or not, that the Niners will end up having a better record than both the Seahawks and the Cowboys?
Listen, I think that's a tough thing to say. Number one, Jerick McKinnon, that's kind of popped back up as of recently, and that kind of changes the way your offense is going to roll, in my opinion, because he was going to be one of those guys you were going to lean on. But more importantly, you can't really say anything because nobody knows if Zeke's coming back or not. There's reports now that he is. Who knows if he really is? But if he comes back, that changes the dynamic of that team. But I still see this being a playoff team. I think the defense has reloaded itself enough that I'm confident in the pass rush. But more importantly, on the offensive side of the ball, it's just if they can get this offensive side of the ball rolling and clicking and just gelling a little bit, it could be a dangerous sight for a lot of defense.
How much does that determine or be determined by the wide receiver core? Because, Alex, I see a wide receiver group that doesn't have a lot of experience, doesn't have a lot of what Lowe would like to call gravitas. Who needs to step up in that wide receiver core to make the offense really hum like you're talking about?
You know, I don't know if it's so much the wide receiver core or if it's the running back core. You know, I think that Jarek was going to be one of these pieces that you threw in the backfield. And I know no one out there has seen him play, but I played with Jarek and I know what a tough physical back he is. But to me, that was the group that was going to define where the safeties played and how they played their coverage and how everything was going to roll. So I think that losing Jarek's going to be a big problem. But I think that Breida and Tevin Coleman can shoulder the load enough that they could make this fun. But I think that everybody in the receiving core has to step up. I think even the young guys have to step up. You know, sometimes when you go into a season, you don't have this, hey, guys, we have a couple games to rest you. You can learn as you go. You don't have that right now. Listen, I get it. You're young, but you have to step up right now. Like, it's time to go. This team has no more time to wait around and say, hey, we'll just kind of see what happens. No, you got to go out and start swinging game one.
You do, and I'm still with you. Same church, same pew. I think the running game is going to be paramount for the success of this team. I think you still have two good backs. You're absolutely right. They are going to run the ball. When you think about Tampa Bay, and you alluded to how many times Jameis got hit, looked like he wanted to quit. Can you see Bruce Arians deploying a lot of 12 and saying, we're going to run at Nicky, we're going to run at D Ford, they look a little light and behind. Is this going to be Tampa Bay? Wear these guys out, get on these guys?
Absolutely, especially knowing B.A. I mean, he's this duo running game. I mean, I remember when we played Seattle, and I played for him for 1 year, but we go into the Seattle game, and they're like, dude, get ready for duo 50 times. And for everybody that doesn't know duo, that's just ISO. I mean, it's just straight-up ISO. And they're like, that's how B.A. is. Like, he doesn't care. There's some games he's going to get in there, and he's like, hey, listen, yep. I'm not going to try Tom Brady you. I'm just going to smash your face off. So I think that when you get a team like San Francisco coming in here who's all primed up right now, hyped up, you're getting some big defensive players that can rush the passer, his exact response is going to be to say that, hey, listen, let's run duo 50 yep. times. Let's see if they really want to crank this out with us. These guys talk a big game, and I get that they can get to our quarterback because our O-line is not what we think it is. But at the end of the day, we still think we're tougher than they are. We're going to find out. And that's a game that you don't want to play if you're not ready for it because that duo game comes at you quick, and he does not stop calling it.
Amen, brother.
Alex Boone, former Niner, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What did you make of what shook down over the weekend regarding the Houston Texans? They're trading Jadeveon Clowney to Seattle, and then they're making the move for Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills out of Miami. How'd that sit with you?
You know, I think the Jadeveon Clowney thing, I'm curious as to what he's thinking. I'm surprised he's not fired for that. Number one, you trade away one of the better pass rushers, best pass rushers in the league, and then one of the guys that – he's a roamer. You know, he's one of these guys that's kind of like a hybrid, and you don't really see a lot of these guys that they can play the run and the pass. But not only that, he can walk around as he's doing it. He doesn't have to be set in a line position anywhere. But not only that, but you pay half of his salary. Why are you giving him up to pay half of his salary? That makes no sense to me. I understand the Jeremy Tinsel thing. You need a left tackle. Matt Khalil is absolutely not your answer. Believe me, I played with him. You don't want that guy in your own line. But I think you've given up a lot. And so now you're kind of handcuffing yourself next year, which you probably won't be there. So you're handcuffing somebody else down the road, which is going to suck for them. But if they win right now, it could save him another year.
Why do you think we see high-profile defensive players being moved? Last year it was Khalil Mack. This year it's Jadeveon Clowney. Is it a de-emphasization, if I can say it correctly, of defense now in the NFL that's causing this to happen?
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's that people are just sick of the drama, and they don't want it to be infectious. You know, you get a guy like Jadeveon back in the locker room on a one-year deal, you don't know what he's going to say to anybody. He could have that whole room explode quickly. You know, so I think the coaches, and especially, I mean, Bill O'Brien is playing GM right now, and it's a dangerous game, and I've never believed that a coach should ever play GM because you can never wear two hats like that. But he's over here, and he's like, hey, listen, I don't want him to come back and start telling the young guys stuff, and all of a sudden that's going to leak into them, and then all of a sudden I'm going to have complete anarchy, so I'm just going to get rid of him. I think you got to get rid of him at some point, but I don't like the way he did it. Hey, we'll pay half of his salary just to get rid of him. No, you don't want to get rid of him that much. I mean, that's a lot of money that you're putting on your books for somebody that could potentially come back to play you. That just doesn't make sense to me.
I didn't get it either. Great take, Alex. What is this game going to come down to Sunday? What is, when you look at this game, you look at who Bruce Arians is as a coach, you look at Kyle Shanahan, who he is as a coach, you look at both these teams collectively. What is this game going to come down to for the Niners to win, and how do you see this thing shaking out?
I think we just talked about it. Who's going to be more physical? I mean, that's a true Bruce Arians way. I mean, I played for him for a year, and I found out quickly he loved tough guys, and he was going to find out who was tough very quickly. And he makes no bones about it. Like, hey, listen, if in the game I think that you're not holding up, you're coming out. You will not embarrass me. And he was a tough coach to play for. So I think that when you go into a game like that, number one, you're on the road week one, which is always tough to do. Lo, you know, it's tough to get that momentum. But once you get it in an opposing stadium, it's like nobody can ever take that away from you. So sure. I think if you go out full speed and you just punch them square in the mouth for one quarter, I guarantee you Tampa Bay will say, we don't want any of this smoke. We don't want to play this game.
Former 49ers offensive lineman Alex Boone, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Alex, we always appreciate it. Enjoy Bears-Packers on Thursday. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.